We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
8:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The Democrats have proposed a plan back in May for another stimulus bill. The Republicans in late July proposed theirs. Negotiations are not taking place anymore. The president signed, we're still trying to figure out what it is exactly, whether it's an executive order or a directive or a memo or whatever it is, and we'll see if anybody files suit to stop that in terms of constitutional rule, I guess, whether it's against the Constitution or not for the president to do that as it relates to spending. Jan Moeller joins us right now, executive director of the Louisiana Budget Project. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. President Donald Trump says Democrats are primarily interested in a $1 trillion bailout of the poorly run states. We're not going to go along with that. And Chuck Schumer says my Republican colleagues refuse to acknowledge that state, local, tribal governments, who the Trump administration abandoned in the early days of this crisis for ideological reasons, might need federal support to prevent teachers and firefighters and bus drivers from being laid off. What is the situation on the ground here in Louisiana? Because naturally, I don't know if it's necessarily poorly run states. If a lot of people aren't working, then that's sales taxes that are not being paid and a lot of other taxes that aren't going to the state. Should the federal government provide states and municipalities with money to take care of their payrolls, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. I mean, this is a fundamental role for the federal government during times of recession, and it's been the role of the federal government for generations, and this should not be a partisan thing. And really, in Louisiana, it's not a partisan issue. In fact, before the House passed its bill, our own Senator Bill Cassidy had his name on one of the few bipartisan bills in the Senate, which would have provided not $1 trillion, but $500 billion to states and localities to help them offset the budget shortfalls that are coming. So the Bill Cassidy, a Republican, a fan of Donald Trump, is on record with a very sensible proposal to help states and local governments through this process. So right now in Louisiana, we had a $1 billion shortfall in the state budget this spring that the legislature fixed by plugging in some of the federal funds that had already been appropriated. But that money cannot be used in the same way at the local level. So at the local level, you have a lot of cities and towns and parishes and local police departments and local school districts that just don't have as much revenue as they thought they were going to get. And they're going to need our help, or else teachers are going to be laid off in the midst of the worst pandemic we've seen in 100 years.
The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, who is a Republican, said, much like, I guess, crossing, breaking ranks, as did Bill Cassidy with the president, it would allow us to feed people in our community. He's talking about federal dollars to help them out. It would allow us to provide help to small businesses, help with rent and mortgage relief, which is so desperately needed. My message to legislators is we need action immediately. How close are we in Louisiana? Let me ask you this. To the legislature having to meet because And again, they said they were going to call themselves in a special session as opposed to the governor making the decision on what gets cut. How close are we to additional cuts as it relates to the results of COVID-19 in Louisiana, the economic results?
Well, right now, Tommy, the budget that passed at the end of June is a balanced budget. So right now, there's no need to go in and make cuts at the state level. I think the problem right now is with local governments. You know, look at New Orleans. You have an economy that is based very much on the tourists and visitors who come into that city for conventions and vacations and whatnot, and festivals. And that industry, the hospitality industry, ground to a halt in mid-March and has not been able to come back and will not come back until we get this pandemic under control. So you have hundreds of thousands of people out of work through no fault of their own who would love to go back to work if the demand was there. When they're not working and now their federal aid has been cut off, that extra $600 a week, that's money they're not spending in the economy. And that means, you know, cities and New Orleans, but really across the state, are suffering. So I think at the state level, they're okay for now, but we don't know how much the loss of this federal funding, this extra $600 a week, is going to affect tax revenue. So I think the state can probably make it a few more weeks. What I'm really worried about much more is how are people going to get by in the next few weeks when the major source of income is gone?
Let's pick it up there and we come back, all right? And what you would like to see from the federal government in terms of helping people. And then, of course, you know, there's housing and evictions. And if nobody's working and somebody's evicted, well, if there's not anybody else to rent that apartment, then what happens to the landlord in terms of debt service, mortgage, et cetera? It's a mess. 851 and a half. Talking to Jan Muller, Executive Director of Louisiana Budget Project here on WWL. Let's take a look at traffic. All right, 8:56, 4 till 9. Next hour, we're going to talk about this intelligence news that broke on Friday. Apparently, the Russians are in favor of President Trump, and the Iranians and the Chinese are in favor of Vice President Biden. And we'll also, I guess, do a autopsy on a pelican season. Right now we're talking to Jan Muller, Executive Director of the Louisiana Budget Project. So in terms of, I guess if you're going to triage the needs here in Louisiana and for some federal help, would it be housing first? How would you order it, Jan?
I think there are a lot of needs. So it's hard to say what comes first. Housing is at or near the top of the list. But I think, let's start with the obvious, which is the actions that the president took over the weekend do not match the size of the problem at hand. And that's not the president's fault. But let's say, you know, Congress still needs to get back to the negotiating table. They need to get a deal. You know, like you said, the Republicans were in the Senate were at $1 trillion, Democrats in the House at $3 trillion. Right now we have $44 billion coming from FEMA to unemployment. It's not clear that the state is going to be able to draw that down. I think whatever plan comes out of Congress needs to adhere to three basic principles, Tommy. First, it needs to be big enough to address the size of the economic problem. Second, it needs to have aid targeted to the people who need it the most. So that's people facing eviction, people who are unemployed, healthcare, school education services, the things that people really need. I heard talk this weekend about a payroll tax cut. I am still employed, as are you. I don't need a payroll tax right now. A payroll tax cut right now, nearly as much as people who are unemployed need an economic lifeline. The third principle is whatever they pass needs to be tied to the duration of the economic emergency. I think we're in a situation where hopefully this virus will recede, or maybe a vaccine will come, or some kind of cure that will allow the economy to restart slowly, but the economic emergency is going to last longer than the health emergency. And we want to make sure that whatever aid comes from Congress lasts until the economy recovers, not just until, you know, restaurants and schools reopen.
Landlords are not robber barons, and they have a lot of times they depend on the rent to pay the debt service, the mortgage on the property. Are there people to take the place of people that are evicted if they are evicted?
No, no, I think that, and I'm not an expert on housing. I don't hold myself out as one, but I think that is a critical problem to solve. You know, I was talking yesterday with a friend. I mean, think about, not just landlords, but, you know, Airbnbs. I mean, there is so much money tied up in real estate and rental markets that is going to be in peril if we don't come up with a solution to the housing crisis. And again, if a family becomes homeless because they don't have a job and can't pay the bills, then you're going to have a cascading series of problems that come from that. So,
got you, Jan. Thank you. I appreciate your time. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.